Iron Man and the Incredible Hulk teaming up to pull the world back from the brink of disaster. Jason Segel and Emily Blunt getting tripped up on that long walk down the aisle. Those are some of the stories coming to New York this week as part of the Tribeca Film Festival. Both are big studio releases, which raises the question about whether festivals are still the place for small independent films. I sat down in a Park Slope coffee shop to talk about it with Gitesh Pandya, editor of BoxOfficeGuru.com and a film reviewer for CNN International.
We think about film festivals as these places where you have small independent films from small filmmakers, but in fact the big studios use them all the time as leverage to really get a lot of press, to get a lot of media attention, to get a lot of public attention. And now Tribeca in the last few years is getting big studio pictures. And this year you've got both the opening and closing night films being large studio projects. You have the five-year engagement from Universal with Jason Segel and Emily Blunt opening the festival. And then on the closing, you have the Avengers. Certainly not the first thing you think of when you think of film festivals. And it's sheerly for marketing purposes. They're using the Tribeca Film Festival and its resources and its press attention to basically launch this film, get a lot of press out of it, at specifically the same time as the movie is opening in the U.S., which is the following Friday.
So if the festival is moving in this direction, is it shutting out the little guy, the small filmmaker?
I don't think it's shutting out the smaller guy, because you do have smaller documentaries, smaller independent films, foreign films that have world premieres, movies from stars and filmmakers that you may not have heard of. But if you're a cinephile, if you're someone who really is interested in global cinema, if you're interested in independent American films, documentaries, of course, then you're going to find things there that you're not going to find anywhere else, because they premiere movies.
You review films for an international audience. How important is it for the international filmmaker to get his or her film showcased here in New York?
It's absolutely crucial for a filmmaker anywhere in the world to get their movie played at some film festival, almost any film festival, in New York City. It's not only the media capital, but it's also a distributor capital. So if you're trying to get distribution across the United States, all those distributors have offices here.
Are film festivals even necessary anymore? I mean, think about all the new ways, the new technology like YouTube to get your film out. Are the festivals needed?
It's nice to get out of the house at this time of year to explore and see new films and new ideas, and do it in a sense of community with other people, the way that films were originally meant to be seen on a big screen, sitting next to hundreds of other human beings and experiencing the thrills, the laughs, the tears all together.
Okay, let's talk about the Tribeca Film Festival. It was designed to give a boost to Lower Manhattan. Is it accomplishing this?
I think they've succeeded to a great extent. In many ways, they've gone above and beyond their most optimistic forecasts when it comes to the number of people they attract, the level of filmmakers they attract, the amount of businesses that benefit. So it's really become something of a large event, arguably New York City's biggest film festival.
Talk a little bit about your own experiences with Tribeca. You told me that you've been going since the beginning. What are you looking forward to this year?
One of the movies I'm looking forward to this year is called Don't Stop Believin', which is a documentary about the new lead singer of Journey. You know, Steve Perry is no longer the lead singer. They found a man in Manila in the Philippines off of YouTube from his songs that he posted and videos that he posted, and he got to be the new lead singer of the group, touring the world on concert stage after concert stage. It's an amazing story. So you've got a band which is older now, can't really run around the stage as much anymore, with a much younger singer who, of course, can run around the stage, which is what the audience is looking for. And he's from the streets of Manila.
Just a small town girl.
That was Gitesh Pandya, the editor of BoxOfficeGuru.com and film reviewer for CNN International. To see a trailer of Don't Stop Believing, which is playing at this year's Tribeca Film Festival, click on culture at WNYC.org. The Tribeca Film Festival starts today and runs through April 29th.